This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. One other thing you may hear from the president tonight is talk about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That's a global trade agreement, covers 12 countries, 40% of the world's economy. Getting it signed is a big deal for Obama and an important part of his Asia-Pacific policy. But if you thought the fight over NAFTA was bruising, Kate Davidson explains this could be a lot tougher.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership has been called NAFTA on steroids, and NAFTA was already pretty brawny back in the day. So were the debates it produced.
I think it's going to be as challenging or perhaps even more.
Mireya Solis is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
NAFTA left deep scars in this country. You know, American trade politics were very much influenced by the NAFTA debate.
But the TPP pushes more than traditional hot-button trade issues like outsourcing. NAFTA didn't touch the internet, but the TPP does. And during NAFTA, you didn't have WikiLeaks publishing drafts from closed-door talks, particularly on intellectual property. Myra Sutton is with the Electronic Frontier Foundation. She worries copyright protections in the TPP would empower internet service providers
to police users' internet activities. So therefore, they could block or filter or even spy on users' activities to supposedly enforce copyright.
The intellectual property leak also helped to mobilize groups like Doctors Without Borders around patent protection. Judith Rius is with their access campaign.
Many of the generics that we currently use for the treatment of infectious diseases come, in fact, from Asia.
She says the TPP would make it easier to extend pharmaceutical patents, decreasing access to cheaper generic drugs. Many generics come from India, which isn't in the TPP right now. But Rius says an agreement this big would create global norms for intellectual property.
So the goal is not only to change the laws on the 12 countries that are negotiating, but really to change the laws in the whole Asia-Pacific region.
We don't know what will be in the final text of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. But Brookings scholar Mireya Solis sees another hurdle that didn't exist for NAFTA, Tea Party Republicans who like trade expansion but don't want to give Obama the discretion to shape it. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.